This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. The war over judicial nominations takes a new turn in the Senate today. The Judiciary Committee holds a hearing on the nomination of Miguel Estrada to the U.S. Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia. NPR Legal Affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg reports.
Take one-part ideology and partisan politics, mixed thoroughly with a strong dose of ethnic politics, and what you have is a recipe for a Washington souffle guaranteed to produce heartburn. The hearing on the Estrada nomination has all of these elements. Estrada, for years the Hispanic golden boy of legal conservatives, at age 40, has been nominated to the court that is seen as the second most important in the country. Three of the current justices on the U.S. Supreme Court are graduates of the D.C. Circuit, including Justice Clarence Thomas. And therein lies the rub. Miguel Estrada is viewed by supporters and opponents alike as perhaps President Bush's prime candidate for the U.S. Supreme Court when and if there's a vacancy. On the D.C. Circuit, he would be the first Hispanic judge, as he would be if he's ever named to the nation's highest court. And the Hispanic community is deeply divided over whether to support him, with many fearing that he would be, as they put it, our Clarence Thomas. At the same time, Republicans are trumpeting the Estrada nomination as an example of President Bush's commitment to promoting Hispanics. Estrada's record as an able, even brilliant litigator is beyond dispute. He's argued 15 cases before the U.S. Supreme Court, most of them during the years he served in the office of the Solicitor General at the Justice Department. What is in dispute is both his temperament and his fairness. He has a lot of supporters, mainly conservatives, but some prominent Democrats too, including one of his Democratic bosses in the Clinton administration, former Solicitor General Seth Waxman, who called him a model of professionalism. Also among his supporters is former Vice President Gore's Chief of Staff, Ron Klain, who's known Estrada since they were in law school together.
I think Miguel is someone who, though he has conservative political views, is very serious about the law and will put those views aside and faithfully apply the law.
Many who have worked with Estrada, including some conservatives, however, say they're concerned about his hot temper, what they call an intolerance of other people's views, and a tendency to manipulate facts and circumstances to fit a conservative political agenda. The only one of those who've expressed doubts on the record, however, is Paul Bender, who served in the Clinton administration for a time as Deputy Solicitor General. Last year, Bender told the Washington Post, quote, "I think he lacks the judgment and is too much of an ideologue to be an appeals court judge." No one who knows Estrada, conservative or liberal, thinks he's anything but a hardcore conservative, but he is a conservative without a paper trail. He's written no scholarly articles in recent years, has not been a judge, and the Justice Department has refused to release the memos that Estrada did write when he served in government. For Hispanic groups who trend to the liberal side, the Estrada nomination presents a painful dilemma. Yesterday, the Congressional Hispanic Caucus announced its opposition, saying that in the absence of any judicial or other experience to examine, the members relied in large part on an hour-long interview with Estrada. Their conclusion, said caucus members, was that Estrada is Hispanic in surname only, that he knows nothing about legal decisions that affect Hispanics, that he had no apparent understanding or identification with the Hispanic community. Congressman Robert Menendez of New Jersey.
We asked him if he ever mentored a Latino, advocated for employment for Latinos, or otherwise was an advocate for the Hispanic community in any context. And his answer was no.
But other Hispanic organizations are supporting Estrada, albeit tepidly, at least for now. Brent Wilkes, director of the League of United Latin American Citizens, says that absent some testimony his group finds repugnant, it will urge Estrada's confirmation.
The real test here is this particular individual's more conservative than what we can expect from the Bush appointees? And if not, if we vote him down just because he's Latino and we're holding him to a higher standard, then how will that get the community anywhere when we'll probably end up with another white conservative rather than, in this case, I guess, a Latino conservative?
Perhaps nothing says more about the divisions that will be in evidence today than the battle over Estrada's biography. The Bush administration portrays him as the epitome of a self-made immigrant who came here at age 17 and overcame obstacles to graduate at the top of his Harvard Law School class. His opponents say he had no hurdles to overcome, that his parents are both successful professionals, and that he came here like many other upper-middle-class youngsters to get an education and stayed. Ina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.